Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray. Lord, your words are a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. Amen. In the Bernstein Bears book about going to a picnic, Father tells the son and his wife that they can relax. They don't have to work on food at the house because they're going on a picnic. He says, "Let's go. I know the perfect place." So they follow. They leave the house and they go to what seems like the perfect place until a train comes chugging by, spouting smoke, and they have to run away. He says, "No worries, no worries. I've got a perfect place. Follow me." And he goes to a nice place. He says, "Oh, I remember it here. A quiet place for a picnic." And then there's a sign, "Biggest parade, biggest picnic ever here today." And everybody comes and it's loud and noisy and crazy and they have to leave again. So he takes them to another place, but it's a garbage dump. And another place, but planes are flying overhead. Finally, he takes them up onto this mountain, and he says, "See, I told you, I found the perfect, quiet place for us to have a picnic." And then it starts to rain, and then Papa Bear gets struck by lightning. Finally, Mama's had enough. She takes her son, and she starts marching back towards the house, and the whole way back, Father Bear's saying, "I know the place. Trust me, I'm going to find a perfect place." But they don't believe him anymore. He's an untrustworthy source. In Isaiah chapter 11, the verses that I'm about to read for you, I think God, that is Jesus, this root of Jesse, comes across a little bit like Father at the end of that story. "No, I'll find the perfect place for you. I'm going to give you rest. It's going to be great." And who's talking? Well, not Papa Bear, but what does Isaiah 11 say? "A shoot will spring up from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. This is what will take place on that day. The peoples will seek the root of Jesse, who will be standing like a banner for the peoples, and his resting place will be glorious." A shoot, a stump, a branch, the root of Jesse. Any of that sound impressive to you? Some very nice people clean up around the church. And so I was able, just before church today, to look at the stumps of the bushes that used to be outside the pastor's office here. And sure enough, I found a shoot from the stump of a bush. You ready to see it? It's very impressive. Would you follow someone who is holding this and said, "Charge"? "After me! Charge!" A root, a shoot from a stump, and it will be lifted high as a banner for the peoples. I will give you a resting place. Not very impressive. Why use this kind of language, this tree language? Well, it works well for us. You think of a family tree, right? And you can follow a family tree. Think of this family tree, the root of Jesse. Who's Jesse? Well, he's the father of David. So we're talking about the family of King David. And that was someone whom God had made a lot of promises to. That was someone who was supposed to fulfill a lot of promises for God's people, to give them a good place, not for a picnic, but a resting place where they would be free from all trouble, no more enemies bothering them. King David was supposed to do this in the promised land. The Israelites were supposed to have it good there. But what happened? David disobeyed, his kids disobeyed, the people disobeyed God, and his line, his glorious tree, was chopped down. After David came Solomon, It was pretty good for a while, but then after that, the kingdom split. And then for hundreds of years, things got worse and worse and worse. And finally, it seemed like the family line was ended altogether. And God says, yeah, that's the family line I'm talking about. From that chopped down family tree, this little shoot's going to come out. And you should follow him. He's going to give you this glorious resting place. Sounds crazy. I was reading something that 1 in 200 people in the world are descendants of Genghis Khan. Maybe you guys have heard that. And when did Genghis Khan live? Around the 1200s. Okay. You guys studying that for your exams later? Maybe not. Genghis Khan, 800 years ago. Okay. So this is kind of like me saying, all right, everybody, one of our MLS students is probably a descendant of Genghis Khan, statistically, 1 out of 200, okay? And that descendant of Genghis Khan is going to be the greatest president that has ever lived. They are going to create peace on earth, end all wars, make everything better. Sound crazy, right? Genghis Khan, that was 800 years ago, that wicked, powerful man. It's not like anything could come from him now. But here, God says, remember that guy, David, 1,000 years before Jesus? Remember how his line got chopped off? From that, someone is going to come and he is going to make all your dreams come true. At least make all of God's promises come true. It's going to take away everything bad, take away the disobedience of God's people, really give them rest on every side from everything. It sounds crazy. But even crazier, it comes true. It happens. And when it does happen, it looks exactly like Isaiah says. What did he say? This root of Jesse will be standing like a banner for the peoples. The people will seek the root of Jesse, and his resting place will be glorious. It's like God lifted this tiny twig as a banner, and people actually came. And when they came, they found rest. They did. Think about it. That descendant of David came. The great and powerful ruler, and he was a baby in a manger. And people came. Shepherds came. People sought him out. They found that baby. And what else did they find? Peace. Rest for their souls. And they went back home praising God for all the things they had seen and heard. And that little baby was taken to the temple. And there was someone there waiting for so long for this resting place, Simeon. And he takes baby Jesus in his arms. And Jesus is not glowing. He doesn't have this giant scepter. He's not shooting lightning everywhere. He's just a normal-looking baby. And what does he say? Now you can let your servant depart in peace. My eyes have seen salvation. His soul finds rest. So for us, Jesus really doesn't appear more impressive than this today. He's not here in glory. Sure, we have a nice, pretty, glorious church, but it's not always full. Doesn't always have the best singers, the most glorious music. It certainly doesn't have perfect people gathered around. And yet, what do we have here? Jesus has gathered us together, a people around him. And what does he give us? This little twig. Well, what did we sing in the hymn? O root of Jesse, free your own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell your people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. That's what we have here. Yeah, it's tempting to go after other things, to find rest in other places. You think of that Bernstein Bears book, they're running away from home to try to find somewhere else to have a picnic. It's just not working out. And we're kind of like that too. And if you're wondering, How? Well, just think about the things that take away your rest, right? If you're really worried about an exam right now, and then you get a bad grade, you were trying to find your rest in that exam, right? If we're worried about something because we just heard the news or we got the phone call, where are we looking for rest? In worldly situations, in what people tell us. If we're worried when we have less money than we think we should have, where are we trying to find our rest? In money? Things that really have no eternal value. But when that happens, God lifts up the banner again. He says, I know it doesn't look like much, but come back here. Come back to the root of Jesse, that little tender shoot. Return to him. People do. Because God brings them. God gathers us to this root like it's a banner. You saw that in our Acts reading. It started with one lowly fisherman, Peter, preaching a sermon on Pentecost. And people came. They came to the message of Jesus crucified for our disobedience, risen to give us hope. They came. 3,000 were added in one day, and day after day, more and more people came, and it's still happening today. Your proof. And so we pray to him, just like that. Yes, we want Jesus to come again in glory. He will. But before that, we pray like we do in this hymn. Root of Jesse, little tender twig, humble Jesus, come to me in your humble ways and give me a resting place. Because I know that you really, truly are my rest now and forever. Amen. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. Amen.